We are talking about the economic impact of the Black Oak Casino Concert Series at the Westside Pavilion on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Joined in studio by Cole Prisabilla, who is the Tuolumne County Economic Development Director, Lisa Mayo, who is the President and CEO of Visit Tuolumne County, and Leif Kruger, who is the Executive Director of Marketing at Black Oak Casino Resort. Leif Kruger, I'll go back to you with the next question. So we've had two successful years. Year three, is it going to be coming back?
Dun, 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 dun. Yes, we are coming back with a year three for the Westside Pavilion and the Black Oak Concert Series.
Very good. Does planning start as early as now, or does it happen later?
It never stops. It's just we have already looked at some shows for next year. We have nothing in the can yet, but the season never stops.
You know, Lisa Mayo, with the Visit Tuolumne County, you know, how has your organization worked with Black Oak Casino when it comes to the concert series?
It's actually been really fun. We've always had a really good working relationship with Black Oak Casino Resort, and we've been able to do several ticket giveaways, and we do those through social media, so really hyping up the concerts, and it's really fun to see all the responses. You know, you have to tag your friends and all that, so it gets the word out there far and wide, and it's been really fun when these folks come and pick up their gift baskets with their tickets and all the swag that we include as well. So that's been one way. One of the other things that we've done, and it's more in market, but is actually attending the concerts as a vendor. So we're there with our vacation planners outside as people are coming in, and that's not really on their mind to take a vacation planner, but really the people that come over and talk to you at these, they're quality. I mean, they really want more information. They really are those people that we talked about earlier that maybe it's their first time here. And so we're inviting them back, and of course handing out schedules of events and all that good stuff to bring them back, and especially bring them back to Westside. It's an amazing venue.
So this event obviously has created a big boost for tourism in the region. You know, tourism in general, how are things right now?
Things are really good. We've had a really fantastic summer. We've had great weather. We've had great air. And so it's been really, really wonderful. We are seeing just overall in California and probably in the U.S. a trend in tourism where there's the international markets are kind of slowing down a little bit. And I think for one, there's a lot of other places in the world that are able to market more now. But we also do have some world tensions out there that seem to be contributing to that. But I think that's why it's really great that at Visit Tuolumne County, we have in place some great partnerships in the UK and Ireland and also in Canada now. And we are really pushing those markets to come here. And also we ramp up our California marketing too, all those folks in the Bay Area that we need to remind all the time that we're here. So we're working on getting all those folks here.
Bay Area being a market, is it kind of, do you get a mix from the Valley and LA as well, all parts of the state?
Yeah, in fact, in our visitor centers, our number one market in California is the LA area. So we have our television commercial currently running down there in Orange County. So that's really exciting for us to have it down there. And we do see a lot of those folks. One of the things that we're doing too is to promote the off-peak times, is to focus on meetings, conferences, and group travel. So we are getting out there at different events and promoting Tuolumne County as a great place to have really unique meetings.
You know, during the fall season, what are the things that you kind of market Tuolumne County as being good for?
Man, it's great for no crowds. That's one of the best things, I think. When we talk about the Yosemite area especially, come up to Yosemite when it's less crowded, but then come and explore the Gold Country, check out Columbia State Park. It's beautiful there in the fall. The leaves are everywhere. Railtown, I mean, the usual suspects, but there's so much to do in our area still. Even now, this time of year, hiking up in the high country is wonderful. Just, we always say, watch the weather. Changes, you know, often and quickly. So fall is the new summer. So let's extend summer and keep people coming up here.
Leif Kruger, I'll go back to you. We talked a lot about the concert series and the economic impact. Are there some other things or projects happening at Black Oak Casino that you can share or talk to us about?
Sure. I mean, there's always things happening at Black Oak Casino, whether they're food specials during the week. We have Friday and Saturday nights are our big promotions, where at the end of the month, we're giving away a brand new Ford truck. And of course, every Friday and Saturday night, there's just thousands of dollars given away up on our promotional stage. But again, check our website. blackoakcasinoresort.com. It's got all kinds of great stuff to look at.
Cole Prisabella, we had you on Motherlode Views a couple months ago as you were stepping into the role of Tuolumne County Economic Development Director. You know, what are some of the things that you've been doing since we last talked?
So the biggest thing that's been going on is working with developers and contractors, working through the changes that are going on at the County Planning Department, which is now the Community Development Department. They are working through their staff and some of the changes, so I'm a good conduit to have a conversation if they can't get directly connected with anyone in the department. So I've been doing a lot of making sure that they have someone that they can talk to, those contractors and developers, and still reaching out to businesses and making sure that everyone has all the different resources they need. And when a business from out of town gives us a call, it's a lot of data giving. So they want to know demographics, they want to know traffic counts, they want to know all the different kind of data that'll help them make decision on if they want to move to our county.
Are you hoping that maybe some people come to the concert series and they say, hey, this is a good place to be? Let's stay here.
And actually, that's where Lisa and Visit Tuolumne County and my department have been working hand in hand to start moving forward so that when there is a visitor who does come for the first time or that second time, that there's also information about why they should move to Tuolumne County other than just visit, right? We want them to visit and then they'll fall in love and then move up here. So we have some resources that we're actually going to put into Visit Tuolumne County and have a publicly available about how much money you can save by moving from the Bay Area to Tuolumne County, about opportunity investment zones, and about just in general why it's so much better of a place to live in Tuolumne County than the Bay Area.
I imagine it's pretty good, big savings from the Bay Area to here.
I mean, the one that I love to talk about is if you want to buy a 3-bedroom house in Tuolumne County versus the Bay Area, you can save about $1.5 million. So, big savings.
Pretty big chunk of change.
Yeah.
Lisa Mayo, anything else to add about that topic?
Oh, just I think, you know, when we look at tourism and we look at our visitors, they're all potential folks that could bring their businesses here and move here. So we like to say it all starts with a visit. And that's where, as Cole mentioned, we work, you know, hand in hand with economic development because it all can start. It can start with us and it can end with Cole. So
we need to take one more break talking about economic development, tourism, and the Black Oak Casino Concert Series on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Our guests in studio include Lisa Mayo, the president and CEO of Visit Tuolumne County, Cole Prisabella, who is the Tuolumne County Economic Development Director, and we have Leif Kruger, who is the Executive Director of Marketing at Black Oak Casino Resort. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.